Well, last week we heard in the news the big study that was unveiled up in Mackinac Island as part of the Troy Area Chamber of Commerce policy meeting there about the impact of racing on the state of Michigan. And Roger Curtis, president of Michigan International Speedway, you had the chance to unveil that study on the island. Were there a lot of oohs and ahs when you laid out the number of $414 million annually on tourism generated through MIS?
Yeah, there really was, and it's very humbling, but I'm also very proud of what we do, not just with the NASCAR races here, but the Faster Horses Concert, the Michigan Wine and Beer Fest, heck, even we've got some high school proms here, and it all adds up. But yeah. The two NASCAR weekends are certainly the driver behind that $414 million annually, and so to put that in perspective for the listeners, that's larger than when the Super Bowl came to Detroit, and we know what a huge economic driver that was, and that comes once every 10 or 12 years. But the other thing that got a lot of attention, Ken, was when I tried to position it that I know we're unique in that all of our teams play on the same field at the same time as compared to the Tigers or Red Wings or what have you, but I still like to consider ourselves kind of a hometown team, and certainly as major league sports. And so if you just look at us a little bit differently than, oh, there's this racetrack where the cars go around, but we could always use the support like you would support a hometown team. And that really resonated with people, too, understanding that don't take MIS for granted in the events that we have out here.
All right. So, well, you mentioned the NASCAR racing weekends and Father's Day weekend. You get rolling here because that's probably the biggest of the two, because you roll in the Nationwide Series race and everything else that's part of it, and the people are just itching to go, aren't they?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, we've seen ticket sales really pick up the month of May once we got through a very long, hard winter, and people are excited to get the campers out and get the barbecues ready and things like that. So, and you know, we've talked before, it is so much more than a race here at MIS anymore. People showing up, they'll be here Sunday, and then the gates officially open on Monday, so we'll have a lot of people here. And that's what drives the economic impact, honestly, is that so many people coming from out of state in Canada, staying here for so many days, visiting our area, going antique shopping and golfing into the wineries and things like that. But it's so much going on here at the track alone. I mean, with the concerts and the fan plaza and all the interactive stuff, and now we've got all these Wi-Fi hotspots so you can stay connected with friends and family, whether they're here or they couldn't make it to the race. And so it's going to be a great weekend of racing. We're really looking forward to it.
Now, when you did the repaving, it became the fastest track on the NASCAR circuit. Is it still?
Yes, yeah. And I highly anticipate a new track record. We'll see. It's all going to depend on the air temperature that day, and it's going to come down to really fine points like that and what kind of tire compound Goodyear brings. But NASCAR put a little more downforce in the cars this year to make passing a little bit easier, and we've seen some great racing, and I've talked to all the drivers that were here testing a couple months ago, and Joey Logano just yesterday visited with him, and he said he really expects a new track record of probably in the 204 range. The record's high 203s and top speeds at 225, but the great thing is, you know, that 200 number is kind of magical and really sexy for people. It gets their attention, but the racing is still good. There's still a lot of passing. They're staying pretty close together. We've had a lot of different lead changes over the last four races since we repaved. So we've kind of got the best of both worlds right now. Really, really high speeds and still very exciting competition on track.
Now, I know they've had this discussion down at Indianapolis with the IndyCars down there, but from the NASCAR standpoint, how fast is too fast for these guys, though?
I think they're there. I mean, honestly, you're talking to them and by the layman's eye when I'm watching them, I think they're right there on the edge right now. And, you know, I think they've got a few more miles an hour, and they're safe right now. But like Jeff Gordon said, even at 225, you do not want to hit the wall going into turn one. That's going to hurt for a few days. So I think they're there, but I think, you know, they feel comfortable in the cars, obviously, and they're able to pass and do some really cool things out there. And that's why these guys are professionals, and ladies, too. Danica, it's, you know, sometimes a lot of people, because you don't grow up playing NASCAR in the backyard, per se, I think it's hard for some people to relate like they can if they go shoot a basketball or throw a baseball of how good someone like a Justin Verlander is. But these are truly amazing athletes with incredible skill and concentration. And when you come out to the race, you'll see that. It's pretty amazing.
Well, as you said that, I was thinking 65 mile an hour hitting that wall in turn one would bad enough for me.
Yeah, you and I would not like that. So I can't imagine times four or five what that would feel like.
Talking to Roger Curtis, president of Michigan International Speedway. Anything new you guys did this year? I mean, we talked about the fan plaza and the concerts and stuff. Anything else, any other twist you're rolling into this year's racing weekends?
A couple little nuances. We've had the kids zone for a while, but we continue to expand that. And so families can come out. We've got great family pricing. Kids 12 and under are free, teens 17 and under are half off everywhere. So it's great to bring out the family. And then we've got a kid zone that's good for both young ones and teenagers as well. And then we always call ourselves the state's largest welcome center twice a year because we get so many people here, particularly from out of state. We literally built a welcome center for people to come. That if they've been coming for 30, 40 years, they're still going to learn something new about MIS and NASCAR. If you've never been, it's a great place to start. It'll be right at the middle of the New Holland Fan Plaza, the midway, if you will. And it's going to be some great surprises in there this weekend, some appearances by some of the stars of our sport coming in there. But a lot of interactive things, photo opportunities, games. But with all the concerts and the Wi-Fi that we talked about, I mean, it's like racing has become almost like a side story to all the parties and fun activities going on.
For people who've never been there and maybe say, I want to try, what should they budget for the weekend? Maybe they're going to take, a husband, wife, and the two kids or whatever. What should you budget for a weekend to kind of make this a fun way to spend it at MIS?
Well, I mean, tickets start as low as $40 right now. So if there's two adults, you've got $80 into it. Your kids are going to be either free or half off. Parking is free, unlike most sports. You can bring in your own cooler. So if you want to pack some sandwiches, you want to pack in some waters, if adult beverages, whatever, sodas, whatever you'd like, you can bring those in. You don't have to go to the concession stand. So, I mean, technically, that's it. A little bit of gas to get over here, everything else, a couple tickets, like I said, for $80 or so, and you're going to have a great time. You're going to have a full day of activity. You can, if you want to come just for the day and barbecue, whatever burgers or hot dogs you want to buy, and you can tailgate out in our parking lots and then come on in and enjoy all the activities on the midway. And then the race starts Sunday. The Quicken Loans 400 is at 1 o'clock. The other races, by the way, for people who are interested, Friday night the ARCA race is at 5:15, and Saturday the NASCAR Nationwide Series race that is going to have Dale Earnhardt Jr. in it this year. We're excited he's going to run that. That's at 2 p.m. on Saturday, followed by our free McDonald's rock and race concert. A couple of alternative rock bands, one of them from Detroit that I've seen, they're absolutely fantastic. I Am Dynamite is their name, and another band called Saints of Valerie. That'll be a free concert right after the Nationwide Series race. So all kinds of stuff going on this weekend.
So for $125, that's totally unlike the Super Bowl. I mean, you couldn't even get in the parking lot of the Super Bowl for that. So.
Yeah, that's a great point. So here we are delivering an economic impact that's bigger than a Super Bowl, and an average fan can actually come attend and thoroughly enjoy this Super Bowl and do it well within, I would think, the family budget very easily and still see superstars of the respective sport and all on the field at the same time. So I think NASCAR races, and particularly those at MIS, are great family value, great entertainment. And look forward to seeing not only the regulars that have been coming out here for a long time, but hopefully a lot of rookies. Yeah. Give it a chance. Give it a try. It's not anything like on TV. Until you see it live, you've never seen a race.
Well said. So fingers crossed for good weather that weekend. A week and a half from now, Father's Day weekend at Michigan International Speedway. An experience like no other. Roger, we'll see you over there, all right?
Hey, thanks a lot. I greatly appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today.
All right, bye-bye now. Roger Curtis, president of Michigan International Speedway, with us this morning from the track.